Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Latte of Heaven.
Good afternoon. If you're in Australia, good morning. Wherever you are in the world, happy, happy love vibes to you. I have so much to share with you tonight. I'm so excited to be here because there's just so many things to discuss. One of the topics I want to cover is gratitude. I know that gratitude is a very common topic, and the idea of gratitude journals has gotten really big because of wonderful Miss Oprah Winfrey, but I really want to talk about gratitude in a little bit of a different sense. But before I get to that, I have some other things I want to share with you. And that is, last week, of course, was Valentine's Day, or we did a show on Valentine's Day, and I want to thank all the callers who called in. It meant so much, and it was such a vibrant, important topic, the topic of love, of course, which is something we want to have in our lives every day. But I have been shown so much love in this past week. I just have to share this with you guys. A couple of weeks ago, I don't think it was last week, the week before, we were talking about signs, and I told you how I was wearing my, actually, DJ headphones on my head in the morning in Starbucks. And I had gotten from Spirit or from my wonderful guide, Robin, that I always talk about, that I should wear them around my neck in the morning. And I ran into this lady who happened to be the vice president of Monster Headphones, the product that I was wearing. And she really was shocked that I had a pair and the color that I had. And she asked me where I got it, and it started a conversation. And then she told me she would send me more of their products, and she'd like me to take pictures and promote it, maybe even do some commercials for them. And it turned out that I was going to Los Angeles, and that's where one of their offices, their biggest offices, was located. Well, this week I got more headphones in the most awesome colors, like I was completely in heaven, and I'm posting on Instagram modeling those for you, not only myself, but my fur babies, one of my best friend's fur babies, checking them out. They're so soft. You can wear them on your ears forever, and you're comfortable. I actually sometimes sleep in my headphones. Yes, I know it's a little bit of an obsession, but I'm obsessed with music. So the other colors came in, which I'm super excited about, and I'll be wearing them for you. My favorite pair as of right now are called Pearl Pink, and it's like a bubblegum pink. But I also got this amazing, like, neon color pink, which is really bright. You guys can see me coming from a mile away if you're coming for a reading. I'm also going to be in Los Angeles coming up very soon in the next couple of days. I'm heading out there for some business and also to visit some friends, and that's what brings me to the topic of gratitude. Oh, one more thing before we get to today's topic. I also had the honor of being sent a T-shirt that says Talia's Legacy on it, and it's so special to me because it was only given to family and friends of Talia's and of Talia's family, for those who are really, really working to help carry her legacy and help find a cure for childhood cancer. So I was virtually in tears when I got one of those because it's a huge honor. So I'm taking little Miss Talia, my T-shirt, of course, to L.A. because she, like me, felt most at home in L.A. and really had hoped and dreamed to one day either live there or have a house there, as do I. So I wouldn't think about going to La La Land without taking Talia with me, but I wanted to give a big shout-out to her family and to all of her friends for thinking of me and sending me that T-shirt, and I will wear it with so much honor. And I'm also going to be trying to organize doing some fundraisers where I actually donate my time doing readings, and then the money for the readings will go towards childhood cancer. That's something I really want to organize definitely this year. So hopefully I'll be able to make some connections in LA and kind of put that in place possibly. I'm not sure exactly when that will be, but I will definitely keep you all posted. And as I mentioned on Valentine's Day, I know lots of you, both my fans and my friends, send me cards and sweet little things all the time. I would ask that you think about, instead of doing that once or twice, maybe just donate a dollar to taliaslegacy.org. All the money goes towards helping girls with cancer who've lost their hair, and boys too, actually feel good about themselves. And they just did an amazing event on Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day was the day that Talia was diagnosed. So Talia's mom and sister did this amazing event called Glam Wars. And there's actually a room in a charity here in Florida called Base Camp that's been dedicated to Talia. And they basically did a replica of kind of her bedroom and the makeup vanity set that she was given by Ellen, and CoverGirl, yay, CoverGirl donated all this makeup, and they did makeovers for girls who've lost their hair. They had professional makeup artists and Talia's loved ones come in and do their makeup for the day, and then all the makeup that was used was donated to each girl just to help them feel good about themselves, even though they're in the process of losing their hair or have lost their hair. So I thought that was an amazing event. It's actually called Glam Wars, and this was the third year that they did it. Of course, little Talia wasn't there this year, but she was there in spirit, and everyone was wearing a T-shirt with her on it, which I now have, yay! And I hope to be a part of that next year. It's just such a great feeling to be able to carry on what Talia wanted to do to make girls that were going through a horrible thing like cancer, and guys too, feel good about themselves and have confidence. So I wanted to say a shout out to CoverGirl also for donating the makeup, which is amazing. I think they've agreed to do that for the next couple of years, which is absolutely just so generous, and it's going to create so much happiness that I had to share it with you guys, because next year I definitely would like to be a part of it, and I would like to, as I mentioned, organize an event where all the readings, the money for the readings would go towards childhood cancer, particularly to Talia's legacy, so they can continue doing events like that to help children in the battle. So I wanted to share that with you guys. And then it brings me to the topic of the hour, which is gratitude. And as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, it's gratitude, but in a different sense. There's a lot of things that have come to my attention, I guess periodically through my life, but definitely recently as I'm planning my trip to Los Angeles, and I'm super excited about that, and you guys can follow me on Instagram, and I promise to do Psychic in Your Pocket videos so you guys can see what's going on and be a part of my trip. I'm going to be making a lot of good connections, being with really spiritual people, and I'm just super excited in general. But you may not realize, for someone like myself who's in a wheelchair, traveling is definitely not an easy task. And like everyone else, you know, I have a budget and I'm trying to organize everything. So I was looking for tickets and also hotels on Orbitz and companies like that. And I really began to realize there were a lot of great deals on Orbitz and on Priceline and Hotels.com. But when you actually call, those deals were only available to rooms that were not wheelchair accessible. I found this very disheartening. There was this beautiful hotel that had four rooms available at a great cost, like in a package deal. But then when I called to finalize the reservation, they said, oh, there's steps to get actually into the room because it's like a bungalow, so you have to walk up steps. And I said, well, that's going to be kind of difficult because I'm in a wheelchair. And the guy kind of paused, and I said, you know, you have this advertised, and I was really excited about it, and I've used you guys before. Is there something that you can do to accommodate the wheelchair and still keep it within this budget because this is how I'm planning the trip? And the guy said, no, you know, the rest of our rooms are a little bit more, or we don't have a room that can accommodate the wheelchair in that price range. And I found that really, really shocking because that means that someone in my position then wouldn't be, you know, able to take advantage of the deals that they had going on. So then I thought, well, maybe it's just, you know, this situation, and maybe Spirit has a better idea planned, or maybe there's something else that I'm supposed to do otherwise. So I said thank you, and I went on my way, and I was looking some more. And again, I found another company, and it was the same thing. They had rooms available, but they weren't offering the same package deal if the room was wheelchair accessible. Now, if you know me, or you've known me for a long time, I really don't make a big deal about my wheelchair. I see it as a part of myself. I actually find it a blessing that I'm in a wheelchair because I think it heightens my connection with spirit. It's kind of like you'll hear people say, you know, if someone's blind, maybe they hear really well, or if someone can't hear, maybe they have really good eyesight. For me, I think part of the reason I have such a connection with spirit is because I have limitations, you know, with my legs and with mobility. And also, as I've mentioned before, if I was not in a wheelchair, I would be totally like a little bumblebee flying all around. You wouldn't be able to stop me because of all the energy I have and so many things that I want to do. So I think it's definitely one way of spirit saying slow down a little bit and kind of helping me maybe focus on what my purpose is. But anyway, I found it very shocking that for these major companies, they weren't taking into consideration those that were in wheelchairs. Luckily, of course, Spirit never fails me, and I did find an awesome hotel that I'm going to stay in. I'm not going to reveal what that is, but I will share pictures with you guys so you'll be with me every step of the way. It's a very, very cool place in the middle of everything and super duper close to my friends and to all the things that I'm going to be involved with. So indeed, it was a blessing, and I have so much gratitude for it. But I just wanted to bring to your attention, you know, some of the difficulties that you may not think about. Maybe you're going through something really difficult and you're having a hard time finding something to be grateful for. Well, for those of you that can get up and, you know, hop in a cab or get into a hotel, no matter what the situation is, that's something to be grateful for because not everyone can just plan a trip or hop into a cab without really, really having consideration and really, you know, making some pretty detailed accommodations that are not always easy to come by, which brought me to the next obstacle that I sort of faced in planning the trip, which was transportation. Now, I love Los Angeles because Los Angeles was actually the first state to adopt laws for the disabled. So most of the places in Los Angeles have ramps. The bus system is really amazing. The one thing that is tricky is with cabs, they do have cabs that have ramps for the wheelchair, but often you have to wait 2 hours for them to come. A lot of times the ramp or the device that they use to get you into the cart is not working properly because they don't use them very often. So that can be a little bit tricky. Now, I'm blessed in the fact that I have a push wheelchair and I'll be able to get in and out of my friend's cars using the push wheelchair. But if I was completely confined to my electric wheelchair, it would really, really pose a problem, especially in a place like Florida and Los Angeles where a car is indeed necessary. Fortunately, they do have a good train system or tram system that's going up there, and they have that here. But the problem is you have to use a car to get to the stations, which are kind of spread out a lot of times. So it's just something to think about if you are going through a difficult time and you're needing to find something to be grateful for. I just thought I'd bring it to your attention. If you're able to get up in the morning and, you know, run to the bathroom or run to wherever you want to go quickly, just think about those who can't do those things as quickly or may find those things a little bit difficult, particularly if you're able to travel and you could just hop in a cab or whatever the case may be, rent a car. Most people would just rent a car and not even think about it. For me to rent a car, it costs at least $100 a day because that's the going rate to rent a car that can accommodate an electric wheelchair. So that's just something to think about. I'm also mentioning this because this is one of my deepest passions and one of the reasons that I want to continue doing readings and continue doing motivational speaking, because I really want to create a platform that brings about awareness for the inequality that still exists for those of us that do have mobility limitations and, you know, really bring about that awareness so that getting a cab that can accommodate a wheelchair becomes like every day and really easy, and so that there's more than one or two running in the company, but several, so that people with limitations can be viewed as just as valuable and equal as everyone else in society. Because you really start to see the discrepancy when you realize how much goes into really accommodating someone like myself who has limitations, but I also am able to get around with a push wheelchair and I still am able to do many things very independently. And there are several, you know, thousands of people who aren't even as mobile as I am who really need a voice and really need to be viewed as equal in society. So that's one of the ways I wanted to talk about gratitude and really just open your mind and get you thinking a little bit more in that direction. And hopefully you'll feel just as passionate about, you know, making the U.S. and making pretty much all over the world more aware of what still needs to be done in this area. This brings me back to gratitude also, because even with those difficulties, I still have managed to find ways to get around them, and I'm super excited about the trip, as I mentioned. I think it's going to open doors for many of the projects that I've been talking about with you guys for a long, long time, and I want to thank you also for sending really amazing questions. You've sent some great ones in the last week, even since the last show that I will do the Psychic in Your Pocket videos about. You come up with these questions that I can't even think of myself, because connecting to spirit and being on this path is so natural to me that sometimes I forget or don't remember the little steps or the questions that might have come into my mind early on. So I really, really appreciate your questions. And they're just getting more and more interesting as the weeks pass. So definitely look for those. And I want to do a special shout-out to one person in particular who's been generous enough to send me questions directly through my private message on Facebook, not only were her questions thought-provoking, and I thought you guys would enjoy them, but they have also had a great bit of humor in them, so I'm definitely going to include that in the video because I think you guys will enjoy it. And I just want to mention one more time again, if you're looking for headphones with a great sound, particularly like a DJ sound, the Monster brand is definitely the way to go because as a music connoisseur, I have tried every headphone you can think of, and these headphones are great for if you're doing voiceover, if you like to sing, or if you're like me and you just like to jam to music pretty much anywhere at any time. The sound quality on these machines are impeccable. So that's my little plug for Monster headphones. But I will definitely continue to share my journey with them with you. And I'm super excited for you to call in with your psychic questions tonight. If you'd like me to connect with your loved one in spirit, I will try to do that. I am actually, surprise, surprise, in a quiet area this week. I tried really hard because I've been promising you for several weeks now, and so I was able to not only find a quiet place to do the show so that I could connect to your loved ones, but I called in early to the show, which is really, really a feat for me because I'm usually on the go, 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 and the last minute even calling in. So I'm super excited to connect whatever your question may be, and we will take a little break, and Mark will give you the information to call in. You can connect, answer your questions, and maybe you have something to say about accommodations for disabled, about gratitude, about childhood cancer, whatever's on your heart, please call in, connect with me tonight, and I look forward to talking to you guys.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if you were ready for me or not.
Oh, yes. And happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if we can do the show unless I hear some noise in the background, you know, some coffee baristas going and cappuccino machine, you know, stuff like that. So I just want to let everybody know you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Melissa is on with her show called Lattes of Heaven every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you want to call in for a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And if you want to find out more about the services that Melissa has to offer, you can go to her website, which is melissahevener.com. That's M-E-L-I-S-S-A-H-E-V-E-N-O-R.com. And, of course, you can find her link on our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And let me go ahead and bring the first caller on for you, Melissa.
Okay.
All right, who do we have first here? We have Karen. Karen, you're on with Melissa.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Melissa, thank you for calling.
I have a question for you, darling. Hi.
Okay.
I read in your bio you had a lot of experience with post-traumatic stress.
Yes.
I'm sure other conditions, right? I just wondered, I have a son who's dealing with that, and if you have any insights on that, or if somebody from Spirit is wanting to come through, I'm open to that, too.
Okay. Give me one second here.
Thanks, hon.
I want to start by saying, yes, I absolutely do have some experience dealing with post-traumatic stress. My background is actually in mental health as a counselor, so I've worked with many, many clients suffering from post-traumatic stress for various reasons. And there are a lot of good tips that you can use, actually, which heighten your spiritual connection as well. One of the things that can help a great deal is using clear quartz, a clear quartz crystal. It's really good for helping you get into that meditative state, but it also relieves some of the negative energy that's connected to the post-traumatic stress. So when you start to feel as though you're being triggered by something, or you're either going back in your mind over something that happened, or you're having a particularly a stressful day and you need to sort of separate from that energy, you can definitely use a clear quartz crystal. It is a crystal, as the name says, that's very clear. It almost looks like a mirror, except you can't see yourself in it. And you would hold it in the palm of your hand. I usually suggest that you hold it in your left palm because the left palm is connected to the heart. And actually, when we do suffer from any event that triggers post-traumatic stress, that energy resonates with the heart chakra. So also doing things to strengthen your heart chakra, which is you can eat green foods because the color that resonates with the heart chakra is green. So eating green foods, of course, that you're not allergic to. And also using rose quartz. You can actually lay a rose quartz over your heart when you start to feel that kind of panic feeling. And the stone will absorb the negative energy that's kind of triggering that panic and prevent it from going into the heart energy of your aura. So those are two stones, the clear quartz and the rose quartz, that are really good for helping with post-traumatic stress. The last one I would recommend is green jade. And the greener the jade, the more healing the properties are in the jade. And the green, of course, resonates with the heart chakra, but it also has the ability to not only take the negative energy that could trigger the panic, but also it projects a vibration that is very, very calming. So it's actually good for depression, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress. And sometimes all of those emotions or those vibrations can be connected to post-traumatic stress. So I would definitely recommend, if you can, to get a green jade, and you can actually wear it in your pocket or wear it as a bracelet. Have it on every day. It'll sort of help you to ward off the post-traumatic stress kind of episodes or symptoms that can come along with, you know, something traumatic that's caused that to be part of what's going on with you. Now, as far as someone in spirit, I do have a gentleman here. He's an older gentleman. He feels like a father figure to me, but he looks older than a father figure. He's very gentle, very, very gentle. He's a little bit shocked that he can come through this way, so it tells me he hasn't been in spirit that long or he hasn't come through this way before, but I really like his energy. He's giving me a strong scent of cologne, but it's a very, like, soft, it almost smells like baby powder. And he just wants to say that he's watching over you and he's helping you through this difficult time and to take things one day at a time. And he really is literally like watching over, so he kind of protects you. He also wants to apologize for not being there for you in the physical while you've gone through some pretty difficult things, he's saying, within the last year, but he's definitely there in spirit, and he drops quarters to let you know that he's around also watching over. There's a female also in spirit. I don't feel as though they're married because they're not holding hands, but they are definitely related or in the family, and she's there too. He's helping her energy come through, so I do feel like he's been in spirit possibly longer than her, but she's letting him come through because she wants him to let you know that he's watching over all the time, and they're just really supporting you on your journey, and they're so happy that you called in, and I just love their energy.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome.
Sounds like my mom and my dad. My mom was first, so that's why I'm kind of going, okay, maybe it was her dad with her, but both of them very beautiful, very gentle. Well, I love you. And my mom leaves me dying. So I'll definitely be looking for it. My mother leaves me dying everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So I'm going to be looking for these quarters.
Absolutely. It's definitely from them. And you're very lucky to have them in your corner. And I definitely hope that the crystals help you, the ones that I mentioned. Feel free also to send me a private message on Facebook or email me. You can find my email on the website. Just let me know how you're doing and how the crystals work for you, because I'm constantly, you know, studying that and trying to find different ways to help people. Those are the three stones that I found most useful for what you're dealing with right now.
Well, and I love that. And it's so doable. So I really appreciate that. My son is doing the post-traumatic stress, but in the way I'm being triggered, I kind of figured that maybe I had it too.
Well, a lot of times if someone that you love or you're close to is going through something, we take that on energetically as well. So, and luckily the crystals will work equally as well for your son in the same way. So both of you can use them. I would love to know how it helps. I do find that there's a little bit of difference in the way that people resonate with the stones, male versus female. I have found that the jade works particularly well with males. So okay. I would love to know how he does with them. If you can get him, I know it's hard with guys, but if you can get him to wear it in his pocket, or maybe sometimes you can find a cool bracelet for a guy that has a little bit of it in it. Whatever it is, it's just really important that he keep it with him for about, it'll take about 3 weeks before you really see the difference.
Okay, I will definitely let you know. Thank you so much for your gift and your heart.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks, darling. God bless you. Bye.
Okay, go ahead and switch the next one on for you, Melissa. And we're going to bring in Joy. Joy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi.
Hello, Melissa. Thank you. I'm so grateful to be listening to you. You're truly a blessing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I was wondering if you see or you could know if there's someone trying to get a message in my meditations every morning to me. It's very strong, and I don't know who it is.
Okay, give me 1 second, please. Actually, there's two energies that I pick up on. One is definitely your guide. Your guide is extremely excited about your meditation regimen, what you've started doing. It feels as though your meditation regimen has become much more consistent, and your guide is super excited about that. You also have a new guide that's coming in particularly to help you with some changes in, it doesn't feel like work to me, but it feels like in an area that you're really interested in, maybe the direction that you take your spiritual journey, you have a guide that's coming in specifically to help you with it. It definitely feels like a male guide to me, and there's a connection to Italy or to that area of the world, which tells me that you've had a very important, prominent past life in that area, which you might want to explore a little bit. Even the next time you meditate, just kind of write down on paper before you get into meditation that you'd like to have clarity on that past life. But that past life will really open or be key to understanding kind of what more of your purpose is here in this life. I definitely feel like you have a good grasp on it, but it feels like this particular guide really wants you to explore kind of your past life connection with Italy and also what you learned spiritually in that pathway, and it will help you moving forward on your spiritual journey. I also feel like there's a strong female in spirit. This would be, of course, someone related to the family that is just coming through. They're wanting to recognize a birthday or a really important anniversary actually this month, and also just to tell you that financially they're trying to help more come in financially, and that there's someone connected to you that's still here, a male, that has something to do with the finances that could actually help you get the money that you're entitled to, is the way she's putting it. She's smaller in stature, but really a spitfire, like full of energy, very, very sweet, but she definitely tells what she thinks and has an opinion, but in a very loving way. I feel as though she's been in spirit for a while, but she's definitely alongside of you, guiding you, and she felt it was really important that you connect with your guide and with this past life that I mentioned.
Okay.
But she also has a lot of faith in your intuitive dreams. She's saying that you get a lot of information intuitively through your dreams. So try to, when you first wake up in the morning, just write things down, even if it seems like it doesn't make sense. She's saying that it will start to make more sense, and then you can actually take what you write down after you wake up and read it over or ask for more clarity before you go into meditation. And that's really the message that I feel that she had. I love her energy. She comes through very strong, but as I mentioned, very loving as well. And she's wanting to feed you also, because she's showing me lots of, like, pans, like baking pans and cooking pans, and she's wanting to feed you as well.
Thank you. That sounds exactly like my mom.
Yes. And
yeah.
She's just always with you, but she also wants you to explore this past life and the connection to Italy.
Okay, I will.
In your meditations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't understand my dreams. It's funny because I've been having a lot of dreams all mixed up, and I started writing them down, but they totally don't make any sense, and it tires me out.
Well, she's saying that just continue to write them down because they will slowly start to make sense, but also make the connection between the dream and your meditation. So take what you get from the dreams or what you write from the dreams and look it over before you go into meditation and ask for clarity in your meditation on what you're getting in your dreams, because it definitely is intuitive messages. And pay particular attention to colors. There's messages in colors that relate to the chakras, not only your chakras, but the chakras of those that you love as well.
Okay. That's very interesting. Okay. Well,
thank you for calling.
Well, thank you very much, and as I said, you are a blessing, so thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Melissa, can I have a message for my birthday?
Sure. Hold on 1 second. Okay. This is awesome because the first thing that came through from your guide, it was actually a female guide, a very strong female guide that I felt around you for some time. But she basically said, it is the year of Mark. Like, this is going to be a really good year for you. You've gone through a lot of spiritual lessons in the last 2 years, she's saying, but this year things are really going to start to make sense and to come to fruition, particularly towards the end of this month and into next month, and also that Spirit is continuing to provide financially, but you're just on the cusp of, things being a lot easier in that area, and to continue to be the strong spiritual pillar that you are, but also, you know, don't be afraid to embrace that vulnerable side. And they're bringing you up the perfect companion to help you, not only on your spiritual journey, but intimately, and also just to grow in some of what your goals are, too, because they're showing me you're doing this work in pairs, so they're definitely showing that person coming in, and with that comes financial abundance as well. It's like it all comes together at the same time, and the best message that you could possibly want on your birthday is, this is your year. That's how she's putting it. And as you asked me, I think it was last week, one of the weeks you asked me about the connection with the love person, it's not a soulmate connection. It's a twin flame connection. So that's definitely what you want to be coming in.
That's actually pretty good, because we were kind of describing to everybody last time that, you know, everybody thinks they want a soulmate to come in, but usually soulmates are very, very hard relationships where we learn a lot of lessons. So it's really good to know it's a twin flame and not a soulmate coming in.
Yes, it's kind of a relief. and as I mentioned, it's almost like as this love comes and it helps to kind of support and embrace self-love, and when you find the right person, it will help financial abundance as well. So it's definitely a domino effect, and it feels like they're falling in your direction, so to speak. It's very, very good.
Oh, that's great. can you go ahead and bring in a loved one for me, like my mother or somebody?
Oh, hold on 1 second. Well, this energy I know well because he always comes to talk. I have a grandfather energy here. He just wants to say happy birthday and that he's still one of your guides also. And hold on 1 second. Also, I definitely have your mother energy here as well. She's wanting to apologize for certain things, but she's saying that she's learned a lot since she's been where she is now. And her energy feels very soft and at peace. She feels very peaceful, but she's going to be coming in more to help you with love relationships and just to really embrace kind of the energy of Mother God. She's going to help you with that. And she's very, very peaceful, and she's just wanting to say happy birthday and apologize for things that I guess happened when she was still here, but she's very much available for you now in spirit, and she definitely wants you to be conscious of connecting with her in spirit to help you connect to the female part of God or to the female deities that are around you. And you have a lot of those around you as well.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for that beautiful message and sharing your gift with me. You're all set on callers for now, so let me go ahead and give out that number to everybody, and then you can go and talk about whatever you want to talk about. So that phone number for everybody is 646-716-9663. Back to you, Melissa.
I just love connecting to your loved ones in spirit. It's definitely a different energy than connecting psychically. It's a little bit more of a dense energy, and it's a different sort of, I guess you'd call it, wavelength. Interestingly, when I was doing the readings here on the radio and connecting to loved ones, I can actually see the loved ones like I would see someone sitting here. I don't see them as clearly as I would see someone that's living, that's sitting here. I see more of an outline, like a shadow, but I can definitely tell certain characteristics. And it's very peaceful to me, the way that they come in and out doing the radio show. It's like they stand in line and they're like, okay, it's your turn. And then the next caller that comes in, they step forward. So that's a little bit different than how it works when I'm doing readings all day long. A lot of times the loved ones will come hours before the client is even sitting in front of me. So this is a little bit of a different dynamic, but I definitely love it. But you can sort of understand why if I'm in Starbucks or if I'm in a coffee shop or a busy area, it's harder to make that connection because there's so many people in the physical that are in the space. Just imagine for every person that's in the physical, there's usually at least two, not always, but typically there's two people in spirit. So it's a full room energetically, and it would be hard for me to tell which of those loved ones belong to someone sitting in the coffee shop versus loved ones wanting to connect with you on the radio. So that's why I needed it to be a little bit more of a quieter space to do that. But I love doing it. It's just a different way of working. So thank you for allowing me to do that. I also felt like, since I mentioned her earlier, Talia definitely gave me a message today because, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, this also is a perfect example of how we get signs. I'll give you two things that have happened today that were pretty cool. One, as I mentioned, I definitely think I got a sign from Little Miss Talia today because, as I mentioned, it was a little bit difficult making the plans for the trip because of organizing transportation and making sure, you know, things were accessible and such. And I was really trying to decide, should I go on the trip now or postpone it a little bit more when maybe there'd be a little bit more accommodation to come by easier. And then all of a sudden the mail came and I got that shirt from Talia's family that said Talia's Legacy, and I'm definitely going to take her with me to LA. But I took it as a sign for her to say, what are you talking about? You have to go to LA now, because I know that that's what she would say if she was here in the physical, because as I mentioned, she loved LA. So I took that as a huge sign. And then the other really cool thing that happened today that was helping me trying to make decisions about my trip was I had gone into meditation, because also you have to realize we're still in Mercury retrograde. So it's not the greatest time to travel when we're in Mercury retrograde, because everything that can go wrong can go wrong because Mercury is not going in the right direction. So that I'm always conscious of that. So I was thinking about that too. And thank God we get out of retrograde on the 28th. Yay! So communication will be back to normal, and these little mishaps that are going on will stop or settle down. So I was thinking maybe I should wait until we're out of Mercury retrograde. So I said, well, let me go into meditation, because I actually had a little bit of time to myself. And I was like, let me go into meditation and see what I pick up. So I wanted to have clarity about my trip. So I spoke to my guides. I had a beautiful meditation, and I was feeling much more positive vibes about the trip and about the time that I've chosen to go. But, of course, like all of us, you still have these little questions in your mind sometimes. So what did I do? I tested spirit, and I said, okay, I think I've got the answer, but could you please give me one more little sign that this is the right time and that I'm making the right decision with all the choices that I'm making right now? And as soon as I asked that question, I was no longer in meditation. I happened to decide to go on Facebook, and when I went on Facebook, there was a comment under my status that mentioned my friend that's going to be involved in my trip, and it was a beautiful comment, and it mentioned about us being together and spending time together, and I took that as an amazing sign, because the person that left the comment under my status was all the way in Australia, and she had a dream about me, and she mentioned exactly what was going on, and it was really connected to my trip. So I took that as a beautiful sign from spirit that, yes, 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 you need to go. Just trust and go for it, and everything will be fine. So if you have a dream about something, or you're feeling motivated to leave a comment for someone on Facebook, or send a message and you're not sure whether to do it, definitely go ahead and do it, because you never know the significance, and you might just answer someone's prayer or answer someone's request in meditation and not even know, because signs come in so many different forms. And then I had so much gratitude just for that little comment, because it gave me the confirmation that I needed. So that's another example also of gratitude, just having gratitude for the ways that spirit can communicate, no matter how big or small, because spirit will find that way to get you that message or to give you that little bit more of confidence if you need it, whether it be through someone in spirit that you've lost, or whether it be your guide, or whether they come through someone you know, just to give you that message that you may not hear clearly, even in meditation, because it's really hard to pick up information about yourself psychically. I think that's the way spirit, and for me, God, keeps us looking to them for direction. So even though I can tell other people, yes, 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 you need to go on the trip right now, or there's really good energy around that, it's hard for me to tell that for myself. So just whenever you feel motivated to do those things, definitely do them, because you never know how much of an impact, or if it's the answer for a prayer for someone that you had no idea about. So I thought that was a beautiful example of both how signs can come through from spirit, from loved ones, and how it's important to have gratitude for the way that those signs do come through. I loved the questions last week about your loved ones, and I loved connecting with your loved ones today in spirit and both answering your psychic questions. I want to send everybody love, and I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for calling in and for listening, sending everybody love, and I thank you for being part of my journey. And
hey, Melissa?
Yes.
I have somebody on the line. Do you want to take a call?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. Donna, you're on with Melissa.
Yeah. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I just want to tell you that you make it so easy to understand spirituality, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I learned so much when I listened to you, so I just want to let you know that.
Thank you. I try to make it so that, you know, anyone, no matter where you are in your journey, it can really become tangible. So I really appreciate
Perfect.
You
oh, yeah.
saying
You're
that.
So easy to, it makes it so easy to understand. So thank you very much.
Yay.
Yeah. So I just, do you see any changes happening for me work-wise or in any sense at all for me coming up?
Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, great.
Actually, I do see changes with work. I don't see you losing a job, but I do see there's a change in your position. I feel really good energy around this. I don't feel like it's going to start to totally fall into place until around April or the end of, the end of March, beginning of April, but I do see a change in position, and it feels like the whole structure of the workplace is sort of being changed. But it's going to be very, very good for you. I don't see you being without work, but I do see a change in your position, which will lead to a bit of a pay increase, which is always good, good, good.
Oh, of course,
And I also see your boss or the person that would be over you being different. It would be a different person, but I feel like you'll really gel with this person and you'll be very happy in that position. But again, I don't see it coming about until probably the end of next month, beginning of April.
Oh, so you mean, so is it going to be a different job, or is it going to be where I'm at now? Is that what you...
It's going to be where you are now, but it's going to be a different area or a different...
Well, me and my manager actually do not get along right now, so maybe we will start to get along.
Yes, it will be much better. It will be much better.
Well,
they're making changes right now that are going to impact and make it easier just to have the boundaries of what the job description is. So I definitely see changes, but I don't see you, like, changing the job per se. It's just changes within the workplace.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Any other changes? Like, my boyfriend, do you see that going, you know, going better or well, or any changes in that
area?
Thank you so much.
I actually feel that getting steadier or stronger in the next couple of weeks. It feels like there's a lot of change going on for him, actually family-related, but it's putting a stress on your relationship. But I feel like that's going to sort of become more peaceful and that it's going to be easier for you guys. And I feel like also with the changes related to work, as your relationship at work evens out, it'll also have a positive effect on your romantic relationship. So I definitely see things getting better. I don't see you breaking up or anything like that.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. That's encouraging. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
So much. Well, you have a nice trip also.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Have a safe and nice trip. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, Melissa, you're all set. Sorry to have cut you off before.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'd rather have a chance to connect with one more person. So thank you. Well, thank you guys for listening, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. If you want to find out more about me, please go to my website, melissahebner.com. Have a beautiful evening, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, Melissa. All right. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Melissa Hebner is on every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The show is called Lattes of Heaven. If you missed any part of this show, you can get it off of the link and go to the replays. And, of course, it's available for download, iTunes, et cetera, et cetera. So good night, everybody.
Bye.